Mater Dei Radio proudly presents The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross. From the earliest roots of the Christian faith, music has played a central role in holy worship. For the next hour, let your spirit soar as we highlight selected pieces of beautiful sacred music from the rich history of the Catholic liturgy. Now, here's the host of The Glory of the Mass, Terry Ross.
Welcome to The Glory of the Mass, a weekly program devoted to beautiful sacred music performed as part of the Catholic liturgy. I'm your host, Terry Ross. In today's program, we'll concentrate on music for this week, the Feast of Ascension, nowadays mostly celebrated on the seventh Sunday of Easter. It used to be celebrated on the 40th day after Easter, which was always a Thursday, and it's still done so, for instance, in the state of New York. For this reason, I celebrated it in last week's broadcast. My Catholic calendar here in Oregon lists May 21st as the Sunday after Ascension. The Ascension, as we learned last week, is one of the five major milestones in the gospel narrative of the life of Jesus, the others being his baptism, transfiguration, crucifixion, and resurrection. It is also one of the four ecumenical, that is to say, universally celebrated feasts of all Christian churches, ranking with the feasts of the Passion, of Easter, and of Pentecost. As always in these programs, we focus on the parts of the Mass that are traditionally sung by a cantor or choir. Of these, there are 10. 5 of them are on texts particular to the day of the church calendar, and 5 others, called the Ordinary, whose texts are unchanging, are used at many different times of the church year. These 10 alternate with one another throughout the Mass until the final distribution of the Eucharist at Communion. The first 5 of these are called the proper because the text of each is specific to the day it is sung. Today, we'll hear all 5 of these, the introit or entrance, the first Alleluia sung after the first reading, a second Alleluia sung after the second reading, and because we're still in Eastertide, which is definitely Alleluia season, the offertory, sung while the celebrant is preparing the gifts for communion, and the communion, sung as the gifts are distributed to the congregation. We hear all 5 of these in motet settings. As for the Mass ordinary, the Kyrie, Gloria, Credo, Sanctus, and Agnus Dei, the only one of these we'll hear today is the Agnus Dei in a lovely setting by the High Renaissance Spanish composer Francisco Guerrero. We'll substitute some lovely motets for the other parts of the ordinary. We start the day with our Ascension introit, Viri Galilei, from the Acts of the Apostles and Psalm 46, describing the 11 apostles' amazement at seeing Jesus lifted bodily into the sky. Men of Galilee, why are you gazing in astonishment at the skies? The singers of this motet setting by Ludwig Senfl, that's S-E-N-F-L, a 16th century Swiss composer, are the Ensemble Orlando Fribourg from Switzerland.
Thank you.
That was today's introit, Viri Galilei, Men of Galilee, set as a motet by Ludwig Zentful. As long as we're listening to music by Herr Zentful, why not follow up with his motet called O Crux Ave, O Hail the Cross? The singers of this one are the Ensemble Leonis, like Zentful, from Switzerland. We've been listening to the music of Ludwig Zentful, his motet called O Crux Ave, O Hail the Cross. Now we come to an interesting feature of the Mass proper during Eastertide, which we're still in, namely the replacement of the gradual with a second Alleluia, this being the season above all for rejoicing at Christ's resurrection. We hear our first Alleluia, Ascendit Deus, from Psalm 46, in a motet setting by the Slovenian composer Jacobus Gallus, also known as Jakob Handel, H-A-N-D-L, who lived in the second half of the 16th century. The text of this Alleluia, Ascendit Deus, is God has gone up amid shouts of joy. The singers of this motet are the Prague Teachers Choir from the Czech Republic.
Oh,
That was today's first Alleluia proper, a motet by Jakob Handel called Ascendit Deus. Now comes the second of our Alleluias for this Easter season, Non Vos Relinquam Orphanos, which we heard last week in honor of the Feast of the Ascension. I will not leave you orphans. This is the setting by William Byrd, England's greatest Renaissance composer. The performers are the choir of King's College, Cambridge. We heard the second of our Alleluias for this Eastertide Mass, a motet by William Byrd. And before we go on to the next part of our Mass proper, the offertory, I'd like to squeeze in another tasty motet, this one called Veni Domine, Come Lord, by the Spaniard Francisco Guerrero, who, along with Cristóbal de Morales and Tomás Luis de Victoria, was among the greatest Spanish composers of the High Renaissance. The singers here are the group called Apollo 5, a British ensemble connected with another excellent one called Voces 8.
Thank you.
We've heard Francisco Guerrero's motet, Veni Domine, Come Lord. Now we've arrived at our offertory proper for today, Viri Galilei, which has the same text as our introit, Men of Galilee, Why Are You Gazing in Astonishment at the Skies? Here our composer is Giovanni Pierluigi da Palestrina, undoubtedly the most revered of Renaissance composers, and the performers are the singers of Ensemble Officium, a very talented Portuguese group.
Speech in and as it shall.
That was the offertory of our Mass proper, Viri Galilei. Let's continue with another motet by the Spanish composer Francisco Guerrero. This one called Laudate Dominum, Praise the Lord. The singers are the Rose Ensemble from St. Paul, Minnesota. We've heard the motet Laudate Dominum, Praise the Lord, by the High Renaissance Spanish composer Francisco Guerrero. I think we'll stick with Señor Guerrero for the only part of our program today featuring the Mass Ordinary. We'll hear Guerrero's Agnus Dei from his Misa Congratulamini Mihi, Rejoice with me, all who love the Lord. The singers are the 16. We've been listening to the Agnus Dei by Francisco Guerrero from his Missa Congratulamini Mihi. But we're not quite finished today. First, I have a pretty Ave Maria written by the 16th century Tudor composer Robert Parsons. The singers are the choir of St. John's College, Cambridge.
Thank you.
We've been listening to Robert Parsons' motet, Ave Maria, a text that is never out of place on the Glory of the Mass. Now we can move on to the final official element of the Mass, the Communion proper. Its text is Data Est Mihi, it was given or spoken to me. And the setting we'll hear is from the acclaimed contemporary Scottish composer, James MacMillan. In his early 60s and creating beautiful sacred music, including music for Queen Elizabeth's funeral service. Here, the 16 do MacMillan's Communion Motet ample justice, I think. That was James MacMillan's Communion Motet, Data Est Mihi. We've been listening to our fourth motet this afternoon, this one by MacMillan, but we still have time for one more, this one by Francisco Guerrero, the High Renaissance Spanish composer. It's called Ave Virgo Santissima, Hail Most Blessed Virgin, and it's sung for us by the Marian Consort, a British ensemble.
Thank you.
That was the motet Ave Virgo Santissima by Francisco Guerrero, an exceptional composer of the Spanish High Renaissance. And with it, I must say farewell. I hope you've enjoyed the motets for this seventh Sunday of Easter, and I hope you'll come back next weekend for a program featuring the great feast day of Pentecost. You can listen again to this program or to any of our programs in this series and see our playlists by visiting our website at materdayradio.com. Once there, click on the programming menu and choose the Glory of the Mass 194. The Glory of the Mass is produced by Patrick Ryan for Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon. I'm your host, Terry Ross, wishing you a very happy weekend.
This has been The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross, a weekly examination of the beautiful music of the sacred liturgy of the Catholic Church. For more information about this program, including a playlist from today's show, visit The Glory of the Mass online at materdayradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced at the studios of Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon.